Everyday Agenda Podcast is a presentation of Angel Song Productions and, of course, YouTube. Do you know what that means? It's almost Palm Sunday. Could be Monday, Thursday, or Good Friday, or Easter Sunday. I'll explain it as and lots more for this Everyday Agenda Podcast. And you know what I'm saying. From Angel Song Productions and YouTube, you know what I'm saying. All right, Arrested Development, let's kick into the music, shall we? Let's do it! You know what I'm talking about. And you know what I say. Everyday Agenda is up for grabs for episode 14. So here's my latest development, you know what I'm talking about. OSC could be the last one for this rehearsal until it's over with, until May starts, you know what I'm talking about, just for this gala thing. But Marjorie Simmons-Bester has a lead to this final concert coming in May. So I'll explain that as well. You know, as we did this for OSC rehearsal at a beautiful Savior Lutheran Church over in, yeah, guess that that's right. Mm-hmm. La Vista, Nebraska. Trust me. You want to talk about Holy Week? Well, here's your chance. I'll get inside this in this four-part thing, and it won't take long from now on, trust us. Anyways, talk about Palm Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and so, as you guessed it, Good Friday. But whatever happens to Easter, yeah, that one too, so I'll explain that as well. And don't forget my final thoughts about, Reba McEntire. I think she's an actress and a country music superstar. And she written this My Prayer playlist. You can list according to guidepost.org, and I'll explain that as well. And don't forget, Jetta versus me. This is what happens, the whole scenario thing. Talk about where's my vest, or where's my lunch? Oh no, that could also be my final thoughts on this, you guessed the prayer list, and Jetta versus me. Yeah, right. But unleash music! Sharing is for, I don't want to hear no sharing is for caring. From now on, it happens. That's all I can say. Completely. But anyways, all this and more, you know what I'm talking about. If you love Everyday Agenda, I suggest that you click on the website, Everyday Agenda with LH Music. .podbean.com, and I'll get inside rest of it, you know what I'm talking about, for this Everyday Agenda, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the show. Trust us. All right, episode 14 is on, and my Everyday Agenda starts right now, so here we go!
Thank you.
OSC rehearsal has comes to an end of this, you guessed it, season finale's rehearsal. But it's not over yet, but who knows, give us Civilized. So that means we did a winter concert with Adam Whitney from River City Mixed Chorus, and I meant to tell you, this guy's good, you know what I'm talking about. So who's good at it? Well, guess what? This is the final one for this OSC spring concert in May, May 4th in the year 2024. And I bet it's located at, because I check my emails from Janet, and it's going to be happening at St. Timothy Lutheran Church at 93rd Street. 93rd, just off from 93rd and West Dodge. Could be a tech rehearsal, but I'll get to that, you know what I'm saying, as soon as follows. But Marjorie Simmons Bester. She is good. Yes. She is. She's starting with this rehearsal last Tuesday when I was there. So is Art. Art wrote this. Links to YouTube, and I'm... Thank you, Art. I really appreciate the thought that counts. Like, don't worry, I will sing tenor inside your ear. You know, relax. But anyways, I was there, so is Jeff and Jordan last Tuesday night, and so is the rest of Omaha Symphony Chorus, those pieces that you ought to know by now, so who knows about that. So we just warmed up with Palestrina's Sicut Cervus, and I meant to tell you this, Gubby, you know what I'm saying, followed by Song of Triumph, as far as we're concerned, and so is Randall Thompson's Alleluia, and it went perfectly, because everybody knows could be your notes and all that stuff, so who knows. Anyways, and so is this, these two new ones that including Lux Aeterna, and I remember this during Christmas at the Cathedral thing. So years ago I was there, so it was Greg Zelke and rest of OSC years ago, so do this again in May for this May concert thing, and I'm really proud of it as far as we're concerned. And let's see, we just heard that song Evening Prayer, and Marjorie has a thing going on, and I have no clue whatsoever, so who knows, keep it civilized, so trust us, you know what I'm saying. So, could be interesting. But who has a birthday anyways? Yeah, that's right. It's Marjorie's birthday. And I have... get to this and... birthday. And we have birthday, brownies. Yeah, break time. During break time, just before the second half of this rehearsal thing. And I have a wonderful time. And look at this. Brownies with M&M's, and the other one is, brownies with, they have chocolate chips, so you know, inside this. And most of all, we have, it's wonderful. Wonderful, and it's all good, you know what I'm saying. But, at least now, because this Tuesday, because next Tuesday and every Tuesday could be the rehearsal for this one. And how many weeks do we supposed to have? Okay, let's see if you count this one. Next Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday, and the after that, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks until Tech Week on the Thursday at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church. Then the big final concert, wow, could be a season finale to remember, so who knows. So, Marjorie Simmons Bester is going to do it, guest conducting it. And she is good at it. It's the same thing as Adam Witte, yeah, from River City Mixed Chorus, knows about this. So I think we learn that every single day that OSC has a rehearsal, every Tuesday. So I'll better listen to these sound bites and get the feel about it. So who knows? Can't be civilized. Anyways, I have more further updates just for you. You know what I'm talking about. Marjorie, good luck on that as well. Trust us. Season finale of OSC is on. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions, and so is video podcast as far as we're concerned on YouTube as well, so who knows. Here's a history of Holy Week, and you know I'm talking about four parts. Start with Palm Sunday, you know what I'm saying.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Alright, let's get started with Palm Sunday. So what else could I do about this one? Because tomorrow I gotta get ready for church for this Palm Sunday, and I bet it's cold. Yes, it's gonna be cold outside. And why? It's gonna be in the, you know, late 50s as far as we're concerned. And I know it's gonna be raining, you know, so about so. Because I got to call Janet and let her know that I'm ready. And I'm ready to do this. Because last Thursday's Wednesday night choir rehearsal time, I just missed it. I was at Zozo Coffee House. But I need results about this offertory anthem, Jesus Walk with this Lonesome Valley offertory anthem. And I mean, it's all good. But anyways, let's talk about real quickly about Palm Sunday. Now, Palm Sunday is a part of this Holy Week thing. It's a Christian movable feast that falls on the Sunday before, just before Easter. And the feast commemorates Christ's triumph into entry into Jerusalem. And then it has mentioned this in each event for the four canonical Gospels. And it originates, you know, palm branches waved to the crowd and to greet and honor Jesus Christ as he enters the city. Now, Palm Sunday is marking this for this, you guessed it, for this first day of Holy Week. But in this Western Christianity, this is the beginning of the last week of Lent. Oh, it's over. It's done. Because last Sunday's gonna be the last Sunday's fifth and last Sunday of Lent. It's over. It's done. So which proceeding is gonna be Eastertide? Well, could be inside this Eastern Christianity. Because Holy Week commenced this could be the after this conclusion of Lent. Now, you might say, Ellie's music, how you always know that Palm Sunday is celebrated by, I get it. Because it's celebrated by the blessings and distribution of palm branches or branches of others. Could be native trees representing palm branches that the crowd, that's right, the crowd scatters before Christ. He rode into Jerusalem, and these palms are sometimes are woven into crosses. Now, you might think it's also about the difficulties of palm unfavorably climates led to substitutions of branches of native trees, including box, olive, willow, and yew. Well, could be climate change or whatever it is, because life is a willow. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for this lyrical thing. But many children's churches of mainstream Christian denominations, including Orthodox, Catholics, Lutherans, Methodists, us Episcopalians like me, and others, and distribute palm branches in their congregations. So who knows, can be civilized. So that means, who knows, this is my take on this one, because everything else can be civilized about the Bibles and devotional books all in one. So who's we doing outside? Yeah, many years ago, congregations are doing this outside just before we enter this church, and could be, civilized. So that's why tomorrow I gotta be inside with my Resurrection Singers, along with Nola and Reverend Tony, and so is Todd and the rest of the congregation. It really makes sense. This is about this. But the only thing that happens says, oh God, for this Lazarus thing, because here's a quote about this one. O Christ our God, when thou didst raise Lazarus from the dead before thy passion, and thou didst confirm the resurrection of the universe, and wherefore we, like children, we carry the banner of triumph and victory, and we cry to thee, O conqueror of death, Hosanna in the highest, and blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So, this is what happens in all parts of the world. Could be customs in many churches and all around the world and all that. Because this is going to be important to this one. And why? Because it happens all the time. Or maybe just, or anyone can be civilized. So Palm Sunday is going to be huge. And I have no clue whatsoever. But these ancient words will live by those rules about Palm Sunday, waving palm branches in Jerusalem and all that. So Palm Sunday is part of Holy Week. So what comes next on the list of things I know? It's going to be Maundy Thursday, so it really makes sense about this one. Or whatever it is. Who knows? You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions, and so is video podcast from YouTube. Okay. Guess what happens after Palm Sunday, and so as you guessed it, Holy Monday, Tuesday, and Spy Wednesday. But you know what comes next, is it? It's Maundy Thursday. Okay, now did you know that Monday, Thursday, and it happens? Because Monday, Thursday, or Holy Thursday could be among those names. It's during, you know who, the day of Holy Week commemorates to washing the feet. And why? Because it pays to be nice to people or anyone who's civilized. And I have no agendas as far as we're concerned. Because it's the Last Supper of Christ with the apostles. So it describes the Gospels of this one. And this could be the fifth one of Holy Week after this Holy Wednesday or Spy Wednesday. And just before, you guess, the Good Friday comes. Because here's why. Monday comes from, yes, that's right, Monday. Monday is the Latin word for mandatum, or which means commandment. Reflecting Jesus' words, I give you a new commandment. And the day comes always before March 19th and April 22nd, as far as we're concerned. And inclusively will vary according to this Gregorian calendar. It's been used for this one, so it really makes sense about this. So who knows? Okay, who wants to use the names of Monday, Thursday, Holy Thursday, and the others are not being evenly distributed? Well, because except the names of these various things about this one. But according to the Book of Common Prayer of the Church of England, which is the mother church of, us Anglicans, hence, uses the name Monday, Thursday, and it corresponds to the publication of the U.S. Episcopal Church, which is another province, that you guessed it, Anglican community, communion. And Thursday just before Easter, because Monday, Thursday, because Holy Thursday is Ascension Day. And the other one is, you can say, the Roman Rite of Catholic churches, which is Holy Thursday and others. And Monday, Thursday is the official name, could be the civil legislation of England. And so is the Philippines. So what is the derivation of Monday, Thursday? I'll tell you one thing is. Monday is the name of the Christian rite of foot washing. So it's a agape meal, whatever it is. Or whatever it happens. Because the English word Monday, which is the Middle English or Old French, including Monday, from the Latin words. And the first phrase is mandatum, because which means I give you a new commandment, which is a quote from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, says, and again, I give you a new commandment. I give unto you that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Which means Jesus explains the apostles the significance of his actions of washing their feet. And it's sung by this Roman Rite thing. As you know, you heard this song, Bless the Lord, My Soul. It could be a Teze thing. And I have, could be, Monday, Thursday, and you know that. And this is why it happens. And all those, Western Christianity. Could be the service or Christmas Mass and all that stuff. And, you know, the customs made around the world to all that. But Monday, Thursday is a public holiday. Oh, really, huh? Well, don't even try this at home or whatever happens. Because seven churches have visitations. And you have anything else to be civilized, so who knows. So that means Monday, Thursday, which I'm going to be there at Resurrection with my floater. And first they have Agape Meal, if I read this newsletter from Resurrection. Or it could be Agape Meal first and head it upstairs and take all the, you know, the books and strip all, and so it's the stripping of the, you guessed it. And all, it could be clean and crucifixion. Wake up, snacks, things. Good Friday. So, could be a Monday and Thursday to remember this. And anything else civilized about this one? You know what I'm saying. For Monday, Thursday. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Song Productions and video podcast from YouTube. Okay, this is the third one you don't want to know about Good Friday. And I have no objection whatsoever because Christ crucified on the cross and about the passion of the death. And I think it's so obvious to know this, but here it is. Now, Good Friday is, here up for grabs. And it's a Christian holiday commemorating the crucifixion of Christ. Christ's death and is, you know, at Calvary. And why? Because it pays to be nice to people or anyone that's civilized. But this is what happens, that Good Friday could be observing of Holy Week and part of this Paschal Triduum. That means Holy Friday, Great Friday, and Great and Holy Friday, and whatever. What about Black Friday? Well, it does. And it always makes sense about the Christian denominations. About the Catholic, all the way up to, yes, all the way up to Presbyterian and other denominations. Including, yeah, I'm an Episcopalian, wherever it is. Christian Episcopalian, that is. Who observes Good Friday with fasting and church services. And many Catholic and others could be the service of these three great hours of agony. What is the service of great 3 hours of agony? I'll tell you what that means. It means it's a three-hour devotion, a Christian service held in Catholic and Lutheran church, which I'm singing with, yeah, Barb Carlson and Chris Memorial and Chris Memorial Lutheran Church Choir and all those, seven pastors can do the little devotion about seven things about Christ and all that stuff at Chris Memorial. And I know it starts at 12, at 26th and Farm Street, which I'll be doing this with this one. Because afterwards, I'm rushing off to Resurrection for this Good Friday service at night. So, could be, by the way, it could be no music or no choir or whatever it is. So, Michelle asking me to do a huge duet. Are you crazy? I have to deal with you this Wednesday. You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, it held by noon to until 3, until the Bible records this darkness covering the land. Oh my goodness. Sacrificial death on the cross. Oh my God! Could be death on the cross, wonder what it is. Well, Good Friday tradition could be cleaning gravestones. Well, here's the thing. The date of Good Friday varies 1 year to the next, both Gregorian and Julian calendars. And why? Because Eastern and Western Christianity has been disagreeing with this about the computation of the date of Easter, and therefore Good Friday. And what Good Friday is this? Legal holiday around the world and all that. Could be other some languages and all kinds of stuff and the biblical accounts. According to the Gospels, then the Roman soldiers, guided by Jesus' disciple Judas Iscariot, arrested and has been arrested Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And has received, and Judas receiving the money, that means 30 pieces of silver, and betraying this and all that. Crucial events taking place. But Pilate asked this question. Yeah, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, asked this question. If Jesus has, you guessed it, from the learning about Galileans and all that stuff. And that's why, in agony, 6 hours later, after this cock crowed, Peter went to the assembly and all that stuff. But in Psalm 22, after this, you know, he agony on the cross during 6 days, and 3 days later, makes his last. Psalm 22 says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he cried with a loud voice, giving up his spirit, and there was an earthquake, and all the events that I've seen. Now, Jesus of Arimathea could be the secret follower of Jesus, has condemnation, and Pilate has requested that the body of Jesus wrapped in the burial shroud with spices and all the tombs and with myrrh and aloe. And that could be the royal hours. So could be Holy Saturday, it could be 3 days and all that stuff. So this is going to be very important. Because Good Friday, that's right, Good Friday assumes particularly importance in the plot of Richard Wagner's musical drama Parsifal. Could be orchestral thing. Because Resurrection could be very important to this one. So Good Friday, well, makes a lot of sense about this one. And who be rose from the dead? Well, wait and say about this Holy Saturday, Easter thing. And it really makes sense. And I have no clue whatsoever. Trust me. So, Good Friday. Get ready. It's going to be your worst nightmare ever. You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from, you guessed it.
Hi, everyone. Mark.
Angel Song Productions and YouTube could be a video podcast for this one. And finally, this will answer your question. It's Easter, and you know what that means. Okay, Easter is coming. And why? Because it's, you know who, that's right, Easter Sunday. And why? Because let's explain this very quickly. It doesn't even make sense at all. But here it is, Easter. Now let me put this right in front. Easter is, you guessed it, that's right. That's right, it could be also a Paschal thing, Pascha. Or Resurrection Sunday, that is. It's a Christian festival thing. It's a cultural holiday commemorating. Yeah, that's right. Resurrection of Jesus is Christ from the dead, and it describes New Testament. And having this, yeah, according to their third day of his burial, his crucifixion, Romans and all that stuff. So that is why Easter could be, yeah, that's right, could be observing Christians, commonly referring to the week before Easter as Holy Week. Now, you just heard about, you guessed it, the Western Christianity, about Palm Sunday or Spy Wednesday or Monday, Thursday could be the Last Supper, and Good Friday could be crucifying and the death of Jesus, and it happens. But Easter Sunday is coming, because in this could be 50 days or anything else can be civilized about. It has to end Pentecost Sunday, that is. So that means Easter could be a relative holidays, movable feast, and not to fall on a fixing date. And it computerizes the lunar solar calendar, which is the solar year moon phase, according to Hebrew calendar. And what does the Hebrew calendar has something to do with? Well, guess what? Has no details about the computation of, you know, all that. So, it took centuries and all that. Could be the moon over March 21st or anything else civilized. But here's my observation. Easter has been linked to the Jewish Passover. And, you know, both of the, you know, all the Gospels about the crucifixion and resurrection took place during Passover. Both Christian and Easter. Christian Easter and Jewish Passover could be the Old English versions of the Bible. And Wells terms to translating the Passover. So what Easter traditions you know about all this around the world, about sunrise services, late Easter vigils and all that, flowering the cross and Easter bonnets by women, clipping the church and decoration, could be the breaking of Easter eggs, where the kids find their Easter eggs and having so much fun. Well, I bet the Easter Bunny finds Easter candy. Where we know, you know what I'm talking about. But Easter Lily, and what about the Easter Lily? It symbols the resurrection of the Western Christianity. And that is why it happens. And could be a celebration of what traditions really mean. I tell you what that really means. It has been cultures and communities around the world. In all customs and practices and all that stuff. So, that really happens. Because after Palm Sunday, after Monday, Thursday, after Good Friday, guess what? It happens. And Easter when the Easter Bunny comes inside this, it takes place. And all having so much fun and all of that. And have been celebrating around the world. And that's why Holy Week has to end this way. And I have no clue. Oh, and you have Easter Bunny breakfasts, potlucks, and all that stuff. And having some fun with your family and friends. And it takes place to do this. But when, you know, talk about it, it's going to be civilized. So Easter is coming. And bet the Easter Bunny shows up. For now.
He's risen from the dead. He's risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Happy Easter! You're listening to my Everyday Agenda podcast from Angel Cell Productions and video podcast from YouTube. So here's my quick closing thoughts. You know what I'm talking about. Reba McEntire wrote this prayer playlist. You know Reba McEntire. You know her as the voice on NBC and other projects. And I bet she's a country music singer and many decades does country music top 10 hits and all that stuff. But she written a article from guidelines.org says, you know, written all the prayer playlist. And I got to make this story short, you know what I'm saying. Jesus Loves Me could be all-time gospel music, and then back in the late 50s and all that stuff. Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Mm-hmm. Chris Tomlin heard that song, and I bet it is. Because He Lives, wow, I love that song. And so is Matt Maher, does the rendition of Amen / Because He Lives. And Bill Gaither wrote this piece. Here's another one. Your worst nightmare is, I'd rather have Jesus, could be the old-time gospel thing. Softly and tenderly, How Great Thou Art. Give me old-fashioned hymns that you ought to know by now. Back to God, and I love this. Yes, you know, love this. When the Roll Is Calling Up Yonder. And the other one is I'll Fly Away. You're going to love this. And so is the Lord's Prayer. Nola does this. Well, so is Nola's daughter, Carol. Does this the Lord's Prayer and blows me away. So who knows? Give us a slice. So you want to check this playlist, go online at guidepost.org and you read this article from Reba McEntire. It's going to be fabulous. And finally, oh God, me versus Elish Music. Because last Thursday, or should I say last Wednesday, Jenna asked me, where's my vest? Where's my lunch? And I told Jenna, and I bet she interrupts when I'm talking, because I got to stop talking. I say this. I let Jenna to stop. You cannot have my vest. You cannot have my lunch. And Jenna wants to speak and says, I want my jacket. I want it. Oh, really, huh? Then the next day, last Thursday, oh God, here we go with his vest and lunch upstairs, third floor. When I was talking to Roy Jr., says, "Can't you just be nice?" I know that. I know that. But the only thing that happens is she doesn't even listen to a word I just said. And she wants me to ask all of us listening to this Everyday Agenda podcast from YouTube and all that. Here's your answer. No, you cannot have my, you cannot have my vest. You cannot have my lunch. This is my, you always try to take, listen, take and give and take and give. For God's sakes. Oh, Jenna, we can never learn to shut up and stop asking me, where's my vest? And where, or where's my lunch? And I don't want to hear another word out of it. Oh, Irish music, you're going to burn time. I don't want to hear it. I'm right. I'm the good shepherd that leads this over to VA. And why? Because it really, really makes sense. That's all. So, enough. Enough of this one. Because I gotta breathe. And that's my final thoughts. I'm sticking to it. Wrap this up, shall we? Okay, so what we have learned. Here's what we have learned, you know, it's all about. It's got to be, you guessed it, OSC rehearsal last Tuesday night is wonderful. And Marjorie Simmons Bester, she's wonderful. Hope she's going to do it right. Guest conducting with this, yeah, with the May concert. And I'm totally fine with that. And I'm, who knows? It's going to be wonderful. And don't worry, I will listen to the sound bites since Art gave me this playlist of things. So, thank you, Art. I really appreciate the thought that counts. So, who knows? I have no clue. Anyways, Holy Week history. We'll talk about Palm Sunday, waving palm branches. And what about Monday, Thursday? Washing up the feet and they have, you know, a agape meal and all that stuff. So, who knows? Give me some less. And what about, oh yeah, that's right. Good Friday. Christ crucified on the cross. And you know what that means, all the Pharisees, including Judas Iscariot and Pontius Pilate, asking the simple questions. What is it going to take about this one? And Jesus cried with a loud voice, my God, why haven't you forsaken me? And the earthquake just shook the whole world and I have, and all that. So who knows? But Easter Sunday comes of the death and resurrection of Christ. Rose from the dead. Could be simple as that. So who knows? And my final thoughts is, oh boy, I'm, this is the last time I said. That's right. The last time I said to you, Jenna, you cannot have my vest. You cannot. You cannot have my vest. You cannot have my lunch. Because you know why? Because you're interrupting when I'm talking and you haven't been good. So you're bad. Sorry. You are being so bad. So next Christmas, 2024, I'll put you inside this naughty list if you don't let me finish when I'm talking. So who knows? What about that playlist that Reba McEntire just does? This? Well, it's going to be wonderful. My prayer playlist. The reasons and all that stuff. This could be wonderful. If you want to check this prayer playlist, go inside guidepost.org. And you'd be glad you did. So who knows? Well, that's it for now. I'm taking, next week's off and following week off, during which is Palm Sunday, all the way up to Easter. So I'll explain to that as well when I get ready to sing at my church and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. And it's going to be fun. Believe me, I'll tell you. But if you love Everyday Agenda, go online at Everyday Agenda with LH Music. Podbean. www.thefilmmagazine.com. And you could download the podcast, web links, like iHeartRadio. And that means Google Podcast is going to be over, April 2nd. Trust me about this, where we can start. And like I said, YouTube, all of you out there, fourth and last Saturdays of the month, from YouTube.com, and you click on my personal webpage, and you talk about that, as far as we can start. Trust me. And you have to Facebook and follow LH Music, Facebook.com, Twitter, X.com, and all the social media websites out there, so who knows, keep civilized, or whatever happens. Well, that's all for now. I gotta go. And for all of us here at Everyday Agenda, have a wonderful Easter. Don't eat too much candy and anything civilized or anyone's. Just be with the ones you love, with your family and your friends at church and all kinds of stuff. So who knows, keep civilized. And I'll be back in 3 weeks for an all-new Everyday Agenda, and I have more recaps about what I did for Palm Sunday or anything else civilized. So until we meet again, LH Music is about to sign off. Go with God's blessings. We salute all of you, America, and we'll see you real soon. Happy Easter, and I'm out. Bye-bye. Everyday Agenda. It's a presentation of Angels Hall Productions and YouTube. Happy Easter. See you real soon.